With that said, I was reminded that God is the shepherd. God is our shepherd. And I just want your attention, turn your attention to John chapter 10. How God promises to us that He will indeed take care of us and He wants more of us. So let's turn to John chapter 10. All right, we're going to dwell on 1 through 21, but let's just read the first five verses first, all right? 1, 2, 3. Tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. Can we read all together? I wasn't clear about that. From verse 2, 1, 2, 3. The man who enters by the gate is a shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him. The sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, never follow a stranger. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Amen. Sorry, can we also kill the heat? I think it's getting hot. Thank you. Or it's just me. Anyways, here, Jesus is saying he is a shepherd of the flock. How many of you guys own livestock? Livestock. I'm not talking about pets. Livestock. Yes, you do? What is it?
Dead.
What?
Dead.
It's dead?
Dead. Dead livestock.
Dead livestock. Okay.
Meat.
Meat. Oh. All right. Hey. Livestock? He's dead. You know, livestock. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know if you've been following the news, but what's happening in Korea? The farming land. Foot and disease, foot and mouth disease, right? Do you know how many of the livestock? Oh, it's not funny. I'm sorry. Have been put to death because of that, so that they could stop the contamination. So far, 990,000 pigs. I'm sorry, cows. 990,000 cows. More than that, it's increasing. They had to slaughter. They had to kill so they won't spread any further. And 1,060,000 pigs. Can you imagine? 1,000,000 pigs have been put to death. And it's just sad. You know, they use it, whatchamacallit, some kind of poison to kill the animal. But the country ran out of it because so many. So they just started using the electric shock thingy just to kill the animal. I mean, because they ran out of the poison. And I was reading an interview whose job is to kill the animal. She's just like, oh, I picked the wrong career. And because all the farm owners and the livestock owners, they're crying. One of them actually jump into their, you know, because after they kill, they just bury everyone, every livestock. So one owner just jumped in. It's like, bury me too, you know. Like, it's, you know, like it's your own livestock, you know. And you don't really, it's hard to understand when you don't own a livestock. You just, you know, all you do is, like you said, eat beef and meat, I mean beef and pork. But it is your own, like it's homegrown, you know, it's your babies. And so many of them just put to death like that. I'm sure it's traumatizing, it's just agonizing to see that, right? And today we understand that Jesus has a heart of the shepherd. And we are his sheep. I don't know if you guys are going to be offended by that, but we are his sheep. And it's a sheep. Yeah, exactly. Jesus wants to take care of us and do more to us as the shepherd. In verse 9, let's look at verse 9 together. He said, let's read together. 1, 2, 3. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. Psalm 23 says, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me to quiet waters, right? What's a shepherd's job? He takes the, you know, flock and makes sure that he goes through the gate, into the pen, safe and sound.
And when he needs to go out
to the field, to the pasture, he takes them
by hand, takes them out, and leads them into the green pasture. Now Jesus said, he is the gate. Whoever enters into him, through him, will be saved, safe and sound, will be saved. And whoever follows him, enters, goes out through him, will find green pasture, abundant blessings.
Also goes on to say in verse 10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life. There is a distinction between the thief and the shepherd. They're all humans. So it's just by looking at them, it may be difficult to recognize, distinguish who is who. But Jesus is saying, you can distinguish by the deeds, the results of their work. The thief comes in only to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's the work of the enemy. But I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. Now, we talk about the enemy a lot. We talk about demons a lot. But we don't really think that it is in our life, do we? But let's put it this way. Do we see the results of stealing, killing, and destroying in our days, in our society today? All the time. All the time. We steal each other's. We try to steal. We try to destroy and kill. And you see on the news all the time, just work of the enemy. I was watching this, some show, I don't know. Yesterday, it was first time watching TV in 10 days. I was just like, oh, TV. I was just like flipping through the channel. It was talking about how the media has, like things like YouTube and Facebook has damaged people's lives forever. Because some things they just people put up without thinking too much. And invading privacy in the States, this guy just committed suicide because his stuff, his privacy was revealed, his sinful area was revealed to the rest of the world. Now that, do you guys remember this Darth Vader boy?
Star Wars boy,
yeah. You guys remember? He was like a little chubby kid who was doing some Star Wars thingy, and somebody put that up on the internet. And everyone made fun of him. He's just, you know, chubby kid doing, you know, like Star Wars, whatever. And everyone just, like, the hits were like millions, right? And as he grew up, he couldn't, like, the title followed him. He went to college, and he went to work, and he said, oh, that's the Star Wars boy. Oh, did you hear? This is the Star Wars boy. He finally killed himself. You know, like, that's the work of the enemy. To steal, kill, and destroy. Not just YouTube and media and stuff, but our daily interactions. We clearly see the work of the enemy, which means the thief has come into our sheep pen. If this church is not a safe place for you, where you can share freely and receive encouragement from one another, when you come to church on Sunday, if you don't feel God's presence, instead, if you feel like you have to protect yourself, you don't feel safe, then you know what? We have welcomed the thief in our pen, in our house. And that's a big no-no, right? And Jesus is saying, I am the shepherd, I am the gate. I am here to give you life so that you may have it to the full. Do you have life? Do you have it to the full? Are you fully enjoying the life God has given you? The orphans and the county orphanage I was talking about, I could see so clearly. They didn't have to tell me, I have the life to the full. No, they had it to the full. Though they didn't, there are a lot of things they didn't have. They were not distracted. They had it to the full, and they had like three teachers, 100 students. Older students, they go up and teach each other. It's incredible. They build houses. They're not students, they're not just kids. They literally build houses. They, you know, climb up these bamboo trees and chop it off, and they do everything. But,
okay, I got sidetracked. But doing all that, I could see they weren't doing it out of just grumbling and just, they weren't doing that. They were just so happy doing that. So happy enough that they had love left over to give to us as well. Visitors. Here, we have enough love from God. You know, like whenever they were playing volleyball and stuff, I would just, you know, be on the side watching. They would like automatically kick someone out and invite me in. You know, although I suck, I'm worse than them. Who does that? Only those who have the life to the full.
Jesus also says he is the good shepherd who protects the sheep. Let's read verse 11 all together. 1, 2, 3. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He lays down his life for the sheep. Now, what does this mean? In verse 12, he says, the hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. When he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Now, there is a distinction between the good shepherd and bad shepherd. Just as there is a distinction between the shepherd and the thief, there is a distinction between the good shepherd and the bad one. Now, what's the distinction? The hired hand, the bad shepherd, who does not take the ownership of the sheep, when the time is bad, when his life is at risk, he throws everything away and runs away. When there's a bear, lion coming at you, trying to eat one of your sheep, he's like, oh, take it, and runs away. Take his sheep instead, runs away. Now, you may think that's like, oh, bad shepherd, whatever, but you know what, that's what I'll do if I'm the shepherd, you know what I mean? It's a sheep, you know, I'll be like, oh, okay, there's a bear, should I fight? Oh, he's bigger than me, he's probably stronger than me. Maybe that bear is Christian, but still, you know, like, he's gonna eat me up, tear me apart. Hey, take this sheep and run. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna risk my life fighting against a bear. I hate that, you know, whatever. But Jesus said, he is the good shepherd. And 1 Samuel, David said, before fighting Goliath, in order to convince Saul that he's a warrior, what did he say? I am the shepherd. Whenever there was a bear, a lion, trying to attack one of my sheep and actually took one, I would follow the bear and struck him to death and take the sheep away from him and bring it back. Now, that's the shepherd. And that's the kind of shepherd Jesus is for us. He is willing to lay down his own life, and he has demonstrated that for all of you, for all of us. He is a shepherd. Amen? He's the good shepherd who's willing to die. Now, nobody was able to kill him because he is God himself. But he was willing to lay down his own life willingly to protect his sheep. You can call out for help. I mean, if you're a sheep and there's a bear coming at you, what would you do? You'd be like, whatever. You'd be like, shepherd, see me, there's a bear, right? That's what you're supposed to do. Call out. You know, in Thailand, my biggest enemy was, my biggest weakness was gecko. I don't like anything reptiles. You know, like, I don't, just like, and people are like, oh, it's so cute. I'm like, get that away from me, right? I actually prayed, God, while I'm sleeping, I don't want to wake up and see gecko in front of my face. Like, please protect me from the attacks of gecko. You know, like, I literally prayed. You know who came to rescue, who came to my rescue every time? Was Chris. she was in the team. And at one point, there was a gecko in our room. I actually called out her name. Chris! Calm this gecko! She's like, she came. She's like, she picked it up. This is a Bangkok, too. She's just swatting. Oh, it's cute. She's, She's like, where should I put this? I'm like, what do you mean? You should flush down the toilet. She's like, no. She's like, throw it out the window. She's like, but we're on the 14th floor. I'm like, who cares? Just throw it out. But she's like, okay, I'll do something. She just took it out. I don't know what she did with it. But Jesus surely will come to rescue us, just like Chris did, our faithful friend and sister. She wasn't like, hey, you know, like, I mean, I know her. That's why I asked her. You know, like, you know, notice I didn't call out Ruthie. Ruthie would be like, hey, hey, hey. Anyways, I'll be nice to you. Hey, you. I appreciate your sarcasm. You know that. Anyways, where was I? Geckos. When the enemy attacks you, you know who to call. The name is Jesus. Jesus Christ, come! Pick this gecko up! Come, help me! This is a threat. I feel threatened. My life is threatened. By geckos, but you know, like whenever you know, when you go through schools, classes, friends, all that, we have a good shepherd. The good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Let's go to verse 14. Let's read it all together. 1, 2, 3. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and now the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. He's repeating one more time. I am the good shepherd. Now this time he adds, I know my sheep and he knows me. It's not just I'm willing to die for them. Plus, I know them. In other words, you guys, listen to me, you guys are not just one of many he died for. He's not going to be like, oh, David, yeah, I'm sure you're one of those I died for. Yeah, you're my son. It's not like that. He knows you by name. You know, good shepherd knows each sheep. You know how sheep look? Sheep look? They look alike. They're like white. It's not like, you know, they come in rainbow colors. You know, they don't do that. So it really takes experience, time with the sheep to know, oh, this Gabby sheep, Peter sheep. You know, like, Jesus, you know what I mean? Just look at the sound. You know, like, dogs, they all look the same, like some dogs. But when it's your own dog, you know, just by mere bark, you know, right? Oh, that's my dog. You know, like, even the dog knows you. I used to have a dog. Whenever my father walked up the hallway, he would know and get ready. You know, like, but whoever else comes up, he knows. He just keeps on sleeping, does his own thing or her own thing. It takes relationships. And Jesus knows us, each and every one of you, by name. It's not just you are one of many he died for. He died for you. You. Each and every one of you. He knows you personally. And he wants you to know him. He wants you to be able to recognize him by his voice. Now sometimes the thief will come in and pretend like he is the shepherd, just to kill, destroy, steal. Hey, come. Let's not be dumb sheep. You should run away and call out Jesus. There's a weirdo here. But if you don't recognize God's voice, how are you going to guard yourself against it? How are you going to call Jesus' name? You'll be like, oh, you must be Jesus. I heard a lot about you. And he'll be like, you know, like, do you know Jesus' voice? During the retreat, the guest speaker, Pastor Young-ho, spoke to us about digging into God's Word, delighting in God's Word. Now let's do that. It's about time for us to get ourselves to be familiarized with God's voice. Let's dig into God's Word. Let's pray. Not just pray before meals. Let's try to listen to His voice. Let's enjoy that intimacy with the Lord. Now verse 16, he says, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock, one shepherd. Now this is Father's heart. This is a pen. This is God's family. Sheep pen. But his heart goes out also for your friends in school. Also for people out there. Also in people in Thailand. That's God's heart. And he will. Because he says he must bring them also into this flock. They are going to be mine too. Now, this year, I hope, it's my prayer, in the summertime, we're going to take a team to that orphanage in Thailand. Go on a short-term mission. Leading up to the point, we're going to do some more outreach. We're praying that God will give us more outreach activities, outreach opportunities, so that you guys may be able to serve. But you know what? As I was preparing this message, it hit me that it will surely fail if we just decide to do. If we just jump to verse 16, ignoring the first 15 verses, we'll surely fail. If we do not recognize the Father's voice, if you do not have the intimacy with the Lord, if you do not enjoy your life to the full, we will not completely understand Father's heart. This verse, verse 16, that should be the basis of the missions. That should be the basis of our hearts and action for the lost people. So, our life is missions, right? You guys will do amazing work. I literally see you guys doing awesome work for the kingdom of God, both now and in the future. But there's one thing that you need to be doing the most, that's more important than actually doing those great works, is enjoying the intimacy with the Lord. Being the intimate love with the Lord. That you'll hear him calling you by name, you'll recognize and run to him, calling him Abba Father. Yesterday I came back and I had no coat because Thailand is hot. I was shivering and I told my parents not to come out because I had things to take care of. My father came out to church and he got me a jacket and he took my luggage, and I had to still take care of some things, make sure everyone leaves, So I was just waiting, and he didn't leave yet. He came back while I was waiting. He was like, he forced me to take the keys, car keys he drove. He wanted to drive home. And he walked home. And I was just like, oh, I fought for like a couple minutes, but like, his heart was just like, oh my goodness, all throughout my life, he's been pouring out his love upon me, right? And our God, our Father wants to do that to you. He wants to pour out, not just a little bit, pour out his love to you. Things that he has, through Jesus Christ, he demonstrated that it's not just giving out of abundance. He sacrificed his one and only son to gain you back. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not something that let's do it, Let's meditate upon God's love and dig in to the intimate love that God has for us. Intimacy. Intimate love that you will hear his voice literally calling out. Amen? Are you guys excited to experience God's intimate love for you? Don't you want to be able to discern his voice over others? I do. I'm not going to miss out on it. That's like my New Year's goal, resolution. That I'll be more sensitive. That I'll be in a more intimate love with God. Let's focus on that. With that, can we sing I Want to Know You? Let's sing that song. It's closing song, and let's pray together afterwards. Sorry, I didn't give you time. Let's pray beforehand.
So Father God, thank you for calling us your flock. The sheep pen that is surrounded by the wall of fire, the strong wall of protection, but is open towards the heavens. Lord God, let us be a community where your protection dwells, where your presence dwells. Father God, every day in our quiet time, Lord, help us to do quiet time if we're not doing it, Lord God. Because that's the way to get to you. Not only that, every day we're walking on the street, we're studying, we're tripping over things. Father God, let me just be with you, stay in the intimate love with you, Father. Lord God, please not fail, Lord God, that all of us this year will experience that infinite love that Jesus Christ offers. We'll take that offer and fall deeper in love with you, Lord. God, as we sing this song and pray to you, pray, Lord God, you will draw us closer to you, Lord. As we pray.